Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. I had to really rehearse to say good evening because you're accustomed to be hearing me on a Wednesday morning at 10 a.m. But today I'm having a very special segment of the A New Day show featuring prominent entrepreneurs who has a true understanding about vision and purpose. As you know, the Vision Conference is coming up on May the 6th through the 9th here in Connecticut at the Heritage Hotel, Golf, and Spa. And we know it's Mother's Day weekend and all of that, but I tell you, all mothers deserve a weekend at the spa. So here we are giving you that opportunity to come to the real spa treatment that she deserves. She has been slaving and waiting on you all her life, so this is your opportunity to allow others to slave on her. Well, this is the queen of the empowered soul, otherwise known as Dynamic Daphne, and I'm so super excited about the guest that's coming up. She's a phenomenal woman with an amazing story. And I know that her story will ignite some fire in you so that you can get up and let something happen. Of course, we will entertain your telephone calls. And please call 646-915-8166 with your questions or remarks, or if you have a story about vision in your life and you want to share it with the listeners, please do call in. For those people in the chat room, I will get you momentarily to take your question. However, if you choose to make a telephone call in, you too can call the same number, which is 646-915-8166. And I ask you to go ahead, tweet, Facebook, dig, everybody you know, because this is a segment that they don't want to miss. They can hear it live and then they can go and listen again on the archive, because I tell you, this story will really, 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 really stir some action in you. I know I read it and it stirred action in me, and I decide we want to have her on. So without any further delay, I want to welcome my guest who has been hanging out in the virtual green room for a while. I just want to welcome her to the airwaves. Miss Yolanda Webb. Yolanda, how are you? And welcome to the A New Day show.
Thank you very much for having me on, Daphne. I am thrilled, as you said, hanging out in the virtual green room. I love it.
Technology
is a wonderful thing, isn't it?
Yes, I'm telling you. My new thing is that social media has been the best thing that happened for me since salvation. Because if it was not for the advantage of utilizing social media, you and I would not have connected. We would
forge
sisterhood and have a budding relationship, and which has allowed us to be engaging in this conversation. So I am so thankful for social media, and for all the people who are not yet embracing it, I want to tell them, please, 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 go out there and just embrace it. And I have some return guests. I want to thank some of my guests in CA Living and guests 1953, 1957. I want to thank you for returning to the show and to show some love and support. If you have questions, you already know what to do. So, Yolanda, let us start at the beginning.
Sure.
Start, introduce yourself to people. Let them understand about who Yolanda Webb is.
I am a former model. I own currently Elan Couture Cosmetics and Elan Couture Magazine. We launched the brand Elan about 10 years ago. As I said, I'd been a former model. I currently reside in Cincinnati, Ohio. The company has been around formally, meaning it's been an LLC with generating revenue for about the past 8 years. We spent 2 years in Macy's in the Midwest. We were given and afforded an opportunity to a trial with Macy's
Yolanda,
in Cincinnati, which is their headquarters. Yes.
Yolanda, I apologize for disturbing you, but I don't want you to go into the meat of your story because we are going to get there. I want people to understand who you were before you came out and where you are now, because people need to understand our stories. So they, too, we'll be able to tell theirs, because too often they only look at us now in the present, and they really have no understanding of our journey. And we're not going to hold anything back from them. We are going to tell them everything, because I know your story, and I know there are people across the world who have your story and don't know the advantage of sharing it. So let us talk about the days in modeling and all of that. Let's talk about the real girl growing up.
Well, I grew up in Detroit. I was one of those folks that, I grew up, education was very important to us and to my family. My dad was the principal of a high school, and my mother was a social worker. So, we grew up knowing that the only way out of the inner city was through education, and that was very important. My father used to have this what he called the Board of Education. It was used to keep us in line and make us study when we wanted to do something else. And for him, I will be eternally grateful for the discipline that he instilled in us. I left Detroit, going off to Tennessee State, which is in Nashville. I had no idea about the whole modeling industry. There weren't black models around during that time. I am 51 years old, so this was long before the days of Iman being discovered and Beverly Johnson was. That was back in the day, right. Beverly Johnson was probably a young girl trying to get a start, but, she hadn't really burst onto the scene yet. And I was at Tennessee State. I had been picked when I got there. I had a very exotic, different look than most models, especially most African-American models. So I'd been picked to do some things. Fashion Fair was just getting onto the scene. I remember them coming to Tennessee State back in the 70s and doing some of their fashion shows. And my sister and I sitting in the front row And I'm saying, oh, my God, I want to do that. I want to do that. And my sister's saying, you know, and my sister's saying, I don't want to do that. And Eunice Johnson's coming out to my sister, not to me, to my sister who's sitting next to me, the one that doesn't want to do this, and saying, we really want you to model for Ebony Fashion Fair. And my sister's like, I really am not into that stuff, you know. And I'm waving at her and saying, you know, hey, how about me?
Hey, what about me? I'm here. I want to do it.
Right, yeah, hey, I want to do this. And you know, and they didn't pick me, and I was so hurt, you know, after my sister turned it down, and they just chose some other girls from the school.
My
shortly after that, I was tapped for a model agency, a modeling agency in Nashville. I don't even think they're around any longer, but it was called Bronze Elegance. This is so long ago. Called Bronze Elegance. It was how I got my first little taste of modeling. Shortly after graduation, I moved overseas. I married and we moved overseas. We moved to Tokyo. My husband was an engineer. He's getting his start in engineering. And while I was there, happened to just be in a department store, and I was picked by, there was a Japanese gentleman and a white gentleman, and the white gentleman gave me a card, said, you know, we own this modeling agency here. Would you, you know, how about a conversation? Again, not knowing a lot about the industry, went, had a conversation. Long story short, I ended up doing some stuff for Fujifilm. This is when color film was really in its infancy, and Fuji was on the cutting edge of that. And they really wanted a black face to showcase what color photography could do. And so I did that for a very long time, and modeled in Tokyo for a very long time. Learned the sort of the rules of the game, but the interesting thing was that there wasn't makeup for me back then. I was forced to make my own makeup. I mean, literally, and that sounds, it's like, how do you make makeup? Well, you take what's out there and you mix it all up, and you add some stuff to it so that it's the right color. You have to become creative. Because I'd walk into a photo shoot and the makeup artist, you know, there weren't really black makeup artists. The makeup artists would look at me and say, did you bring your own makeup? Or can you do your own makeup? You know.
You know, it's amazing when God calls us to our calling and purpose, the obstacles that we encounter that really help us to evolve. That's not where we need to be.
Absolutely, it forced me to take a look at the industry, but it also forced me to become really creative about it. And so I moved from there, Daphne, into becoming a makeup artist. I realized that if I was having the struggles, other young women that were in that industry were also struggling. And so, you know, I went from being in front of the camera to sort of wanting to work behind the camera, and really got to know this whole thing called the makeup industry, which, you know, we'll talk about that, the billion-dollar business that it is that people don't understand, okay? And I see this on here. No, I'm actually not fair-skinned. I am actually a very chocolate brown sister. That picture
tell
has
them
some gray
to go
head
to the
some
website.
Lighting in it.
On,
they
on
have
Facebook
to go to the website.
Oh, sister. She's real.
Yeah, I'm a very, very chocolate brown sister. I'm very proud of that. And even today, you know, when before my makeup line came along, if you went to a makeup counter, chances are that the makeup girl would say, "Oh, I can't match you. I don't have colors for your complexion." I went, about a year ago to New York and went to one of the counters. And I took someone with me because I wanted them to see that even in 2010, the problems are still there. And we went to, and I won't name the line, but we went to a very well-known brand. And the girl said, these are the colors that we have for women of color. And I said, can you find something for me? And she's trying all these things on, and the gentleman that's with me, he's going, that doesn't match. That's not working. And I said, we know. That's why we created Elan, because it doesn't work, and you know, and we're forced to have to take it, and we're forced to have to deal with it, and it is expensive for them to create colors for us, and in the African American, in the black woman's skin tone, just us alone, and that's women of color, black women all around the globe, there are more than 25 different skin tones.
That's right.
And
there's
no
black is not just black. Exactly.
Right. And when you try to create 25 different foundation or powder colors for that, it's unheard of. However, we did it, you know, and we did it, meaning Elan did it. We did it with our company. So it wasn't impossible. It was a dedication.
You know
so
something,
Gabby,
Yolanda? What I like about all of this, there are a lot of us around who don't like something. And we go around complaining and some protesting, and we write letters to the editor. And you know what I learned from the minute I read your story? If there's something I don't like, I'm committed to fixing it.
Absolutely.
It's my responsibility to fix it, create it. Because anything that keeps bothering you, it is tied into your calling and purpose. It's not for you
That's
to bug other
right.
people to fix it, but it's for you to take action to fix
and
it.
And I like that, Daphne, because I think you're absolutely right about that. I think it is totally up to us to fix the things that we see that are wrong or lacking. If we see that something is lacking, it's not for somebody else to give it to us. It is for us to say, okay, there's a void there. Then let me do something about that void.
Right.
And I wanted to do something about that void, and it became even more critical that I do that when my daughter got into the 12th grade and she wanted to start to wear makeup. And once again, we were repeating that process. We went to the makeup counters. They're looking at her. She's actually darker than I am. And they're saying to her, oh, you know what? We don't have any makeup for you. And she's frustrated. She's a 17-year-old kid, and she's frustrated and saying, Mom, why don't they make makeup for me? You know, and you can go to some of the popular lines. But even in the popular lines, and I will challenge your readers to really think about this, when you go to the popular lines, you're not just buying, you don't really buy foundations and powders. You buy eye colors and lip colors.
That's what's there, because there's no other part of the line that is there
right,
for
that you can wear. That's right, that you can wear.
That's
and
right.
if you notice also in the line, your eye colors, your lip colors, you're having to replenish those on your skin throughout the day. Why?
That's right.
Because colors that don't contain a lot of pigment, they fade into your skin. And so
That's
if you're
right.
a dark-complected woman, they're going to fade into your skin within 2 hours after you've put it on. So you're having to repeat the process. And they know that. And
That's
they know
right.
that. It's a marketing strategy.
That's
to
right. That you have
more.
To keep coming back. You get to keep coming back.
You have to keep coming back.
Just keep
it's a marketing
buying.
Strategy.
It doesn't have to
right.
last
you
long.
You
got to
keep buying it. Right. That's exactly
and
right. And so our customers tell us all the time, our products, they last, they work, they match their skin tone, and they last a long time. They get their money's worth from us.
And this is why, Yolanda, that this show is, a new day show is dedicated to educate, inspire, and empower entrepreneurs, because we need to spend our money wisely. No longer
Absolutely.
Should we be going to shop like the Joneses do. We need to be educated consumers when we decide to spend the dollar that we work so hard for. I read your story and I know all the good stuff. I know you're so passionate about the cosmetic and all that you're doing there, and it's hard for you to kind of leave that out. But I'm going to be flipping back and forth, so I ask
That's
the listeners
okay.
to bear with me, because we're going to be interweaving her entire story into the diva cosmetic woman that she is, because you all just hear a little bit. So you know when I call her the diva in the cosmetic industry, I was on the money for that. Because even though the world is just beginning to hear about her, she has paid her dues from back in the day. You know? So you all need to listen and listen up. Your daddy, the principal, he has a great impact in who you has become. There was something he did that impacted you that day when you were going to the Macy's for that first meeting?
Sure.
Let's talk about the beginning and what lead up to that your daddy did.
Oh, sure. I have a small store, a makeup studio, that was in Cincinnati. And Cincinnati, if folks don't know, is Macy's headquarters. Their headquarters is in Cincinnati. I had a small makeup studio here, had a lot of traffic. Folks were, you know, kind of finding the brand, loving it. And so there was a lot of talk about it. And one day I got a phone call that said, you know, this is so-and-so from Macy's, and we've heard our staff talking about your product. We are really interested in your line. Would you be willing to have a conversation with us? And I said, sure. You know, after I kind of picked myself up off the floor, you faint when you get a call from a major retailer, you know, saying we really want to talk to you. They scheduled a meeting, and I was to drive downtown and have this meeting. Well, my dad was in a nursing home at the time. Unfortunately, he had suffered a stroke, and he had diabetes, so it had one of his legs amputated, and he was really, really ill. I had gone to see him, and he had written me a letter, and he told me not to open it. You know, he said, don't open this until you need to open it. And I was trying to tell him about the Macy's opportunity. He was very weak. And shortly thereafter, before the meeting took place, my father passed away. The day of the meeting for Macy's, I drove up in front of this big, huge building, skyscraper building, parked my car, and was about to get out of the car. And the letter fell out of my purse, literally. And I remembered it was there, and I opened it, and of course, I'm in tears. My father is describing for me what I am about to accomplish. He told me that I didn't have to worry, that they were going to love me, they were going to love the product, and that he would be forever, forever proud of me, because he knew the day that I opened the letter would be the day that my life moved forward in ways that I could only imagine. It was a very powerful and a very profound letter that I keep to this day. It was the one and only letter my father ever wrote me, and I cherish it.
I tell you, Yolanda,
cherish it.
You have me crying again. I remember reading that on your website, and I called a girlfriend of mine, and I read it to her, and it brought me to tears, and it is bringing me to tears now again, because for two reasons, and I didn't even know that was the first letter your daddy wrote you.
Mm-hmm. First and only.
But for two reasons. That he wrote you, but no impact on me. You were obedient to his instructions not to open the letter, and you did not. And what the Holy Spirit did, you're going into that meeting when you needed the assurance and the security to walk in there with pep in your step, with your head held high, because you know that you are opening the greatest door of your lifetime.
Right.
How many of us would be obedient not to open that letter? Because we are people and we always want to know, well, why shouldn't I open it?
Right.
And, I am just so excited about what you have accomplished in your life, and just sharing this story. I know there are a lot of people out there who can relate, Yolanda, to your story. So after you read the letter and kind of pick yourself up, how did you feel?
I felt wonderful. You know, the meeting turned out wonderful. I came out of that meeting smiling. They wanted me to, as they said, trial in Macy's, and they set up two trials for us. We were to do one in February. It was to do one on a weekend. They set a sales goal for us. We exceeded the sales goal that they set for us by 250%.
Wow.
And then, you know, they said, okay, well, this was a fluke. Maybe you just hired everybody you knew to come buy makeup from you. And
my God, it's not something.
I said, if I did that, then I don't need you. I don't need Macy's. Why would I do
that's
that?
That's right, because you already have the people. How stupid can
right.
you be?
That's right.
Oh,
so
my
they
God.
Said, well, can you do it again? I said, sure. You know,
trust
not a problem.
Me, I did it again and again and again.
And so we did. We did it the following month. We did it once again. And we had no marketing, no advertising. We didn't have those kinds of resources. And so it was a word of mouth thing. I mean, we did this whole grassroots, you know, guerrilla marketing campaign
mm-hmm.
to get
mm-hmm.
the word out.
Mm-hmm.
And they set a sales goal based on the first trial that we had done. And we exceeded that sales goal by 450%.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
My God.
It was phenomenal.
You know,
it was phenomenal.
And what I want the world to understand that Elan Cosmetics is not about Yolanda Webb, but
no.
it is about what God has called her to do. You know,
absolutely.
From the time you went into that high school and your sister got selected and you didn't, it's way back when God been watching you keenly. Let me see what she's going to do.
Absolutely.
Let me see what she's going to do. And to every time he tests you, you pass with flying colors.
Mm-hmm.
You have passed
mm-hmm.
with flying colors because you know to whom you belong. You know who is in charge of you. And this is what I want everybody to take a note of. You know, all we need to do is to stick in our lane. Stay on the race that we are called to run. Because too often we start watching the people to the right and to the left. And before we know it, we get distracted. And we
mm-hmm.
oftentimes some people die and leave this world without their music being played. I want to thank the people who are on the telephone. If you have a question, just raise your hand and I'll take your question. And for those in the chat room, if you have a question, type it. Oh, C.A. Living, I thank you. She's doing great, Yolanda. She found all your links. And, I think it's a man. It's not a woman. I think it's a gentleman. I think he is from Arizona, I think, because either Arizona or Atlanta. He's a regular listener to my show.
Well,
and
thank you,
I
Cal
think,
Living.
You know something? Oh, yes, he needs to be here listening because I think two weeks ago, he was on the show and there was something, and tell me, C.A. Living, if I'm right, there was something you mentioned and you're supposed to be emailing my friend and I so we can get you started on creating this product. So you are here at the right time to forge a relationship with Yolanda so we can get you started. Just type and tell me if you are the right person, because I know you were here on the show and so was somebody else. So let me know if that's you. Okay. Oh yes, he says all right, I told you. He's in California. I tell you, I know my people. Oh,
well, let me give your listeners the link to the current magazine. The current magazine, Kim Coles, the actress, is on the cover. We did a one-on-one interview with her, and it was dedicated to our plus-size sisters. We did a whole just an article about what it meant to be plus-size, and so. Let me give you that that link so you can see. It's the http /.
Hold on.
Elan.
I'm trying to,
okay.
Hold on. HTTP.
Okay. HTTP.
Mm-hmm, wait, go
colon.
Slow. Wait, go slow.
Sure,
wait,
no problem.
I'll tell you when to start again. And it, go ahead now. After the /.
Elan, it's all lowercase letters, E-L-O-N.
E-L-O-N.
Couture, C-O-U.
C-O-U.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
T-U-R-E. T-U-R-E. Elan
Couture.
Mm-hmm. .com.
.com. Okay, because I'm not an advocate for multitasking, but I had to do that just now. So,
sure.
So
sure,
yes,
no problem.
Let's talk a bit about when you started the cosmetic and really following through on what you know God called you to do. What mm-hmm. were some of the things you heard from our folks?
You really want to start a cosmetics line? And I mean, that was really some of the stuff that people would say to me. Why do you want to be in business? Or I got the whole "who do you think you are" thing. You know, it wasn't supportive from our community at initially.
Mm.
When they saw that, there was a rallying around me by other folks outside of our community, then they began to jump on it. I had a conversation with someone else earlier this week about that same thing. She was feeling the same thing. She had started a business in Los Angeles, and it was the very same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And we really want to be able to say, you know, we want your support because we will support you as well.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, initially that was the kind of sort of mantra. It was really hard to get African-American women to stop wearing certain makeup products. They'd say, oh, well, you know, I use MAC or I use Clinique or I use this. And I'd say, how about if you just try us? You know, you have nothing to lose by just trying it. You know, if it doesn't work, you don't ever have to buy us again. But if it does work, think about it. Not only did you get a product that really works for you, it's made by your sister who actually understands you. And so
exactly.
They would try it. They would try it.
And you and I know that they're just buying that because they want people to see them with the bag walking out. So, and they save the bag and the empty container so when people go in their bathroom, they see it. And no, it's not working. I mean, please, wake up and smell the coffee, you know?
Well, I've had so many people that have come to me since then, and come to our staff, and they say, you know what, I've been wearing that for years, and it really didn't work. But I didn't think there was anything else out there. So we've had that. We get a lot of that. We get a lot of the converts from some of the makeup lines, and they'll say, you know, I'm so glad that you guys are around because you get it. You get me. You get us. And I'm really going to support you. And so in the last 8 years, and, you know, and they say that the thing about business is if you can stay around, 7 years, you're going to make it. We've been here 8. So
Amen.
We're
amen.
Saying our amens and thank you to God because
that's right.
Without
that's
Him we
right.
would not be here.
Exactly.
You know, and so,
exactly.
And so we have just to let your listeners know we have more than 300 products in the line. So when I say we went into Macy's, we didn't go into Macy's with one or two products. We went into Macy's with a full complement. We had counters right next to Estee Lauder and Bobbi Brown.
Mm-hmm.
We had counters right next to Fashion Fair. So we had a full line, eye colors, lip colors, foundations, powders, skin care. We did skin care. We did bath and body. And we still have those things. You know, you can find
That's
our
right.
products, of course, now are online and in our magazine.
That's right.
And we'll get to the magazine because the magazine is off the hook good.
Mm-hmm.
So we're
going to talk about that. I don't want to mm-hmm. talk about that yet because what I like about what you just said is that you went in that the department store with a full line. You did not go in there playing business. You took it serious. You did what you had to do to
Absolutely.
Make sure you had the supply to compete,
Absolutely.
Not in a competitive way, but to stand up to the mark of your competitors.
Absolutely.
And this is what
we wanted our competitors to know. One of your folks just asked if we offer a way to sell our products on other websites. At this point, we don't. We don't have an associate-type program. We're exploring some options right now, but because the line is couture, we want it to continue to be prestige. Not that if it goes on your site, it won't be prestige. We just There are different categories in the makeup industries. For example, Mary Kay, which is an associate type of a program, the direct marketing is not seen as prestige. And so we want to maintain that prestige, that couture image, so that because we're planning some more expansions within the next year or two. And so we want to maintain that. You know, people don't realize that that's what unfortunately happened to Iman. She was a prestige line, and then she began to do some of the direct selling stuff.
And the
And she lost that prestige billing,
and,
right? Yes, she
you know,
did.
In business, we have to know. We know, just like how we know that not every person out there is our customer. Not everything we have is for everybody. So hold on to your uniqueness. What makes Elan an authentic cosmetic company?
Sure.
Not because
yes,
she's like everybody else. She knows who she is and she knows what she was called to do. And I want to say something to the person that wrote that that question. He need to hurry up and start that thing that we told him to do, because that is a product that he'll be able to establish affiliate markets, because every mechanic shop across the world is going to need his product. So let Elan stay in the line of sophistication. There they are, and you get busy on the product that you have. You heard that lady told you 2 Wednesdays ago that if she didn't have so much on her plate, she would take the offer up that we gave. Hey, brother, you better get busy. You get busy and do what you have to do. Because I'm saying it in code now, because I don't want to keep blurred out his vision over the internet.
Sure.
It's across the world, because before we know it, we're going to be looking on late night TV, and he's still sitting in California waiting to start. And he's going to see his product out there on the internet, and he's going to cry, oh, man, they took my idea. So he better get ready.
Well, I want to say, good luck to him, and I thank him for what he is saying. You know, I will continue to do the best that I can. I want to make sure that I absolutely do, I want to do us proud. Fashion Fair did us proud a long time ago. And Daphne, one of the things that I want us to understand about having a vision, and you were talking about vision, is that we tend to shy away from going into businesses because we don't think that there's room for us in the marketplace. There are a billion people on the planet, and billions of people on the planet. The makeup industry alone made over $8 billion last year.
That's right.
If my company comes in and only takes, one-tenth of that or one-third of that.
There's still a lot for everybody.
There's still enough for everybody. Mm-hmm. And even in other industries, we tend to say, well, maybe, there's not room for me in that industry. When you do the research on the industry and you see what you can offer that's different, you can make a niche for yourself in that
industry.
You know,
That's right.
We have to... stop trying to hide our lights under these bushes.
Under the bushes. We got to let it shine. And this is why I tell people, I don't care who else say they are coaches or speaker or radio hosts. Ain't nobody going to be like Daphne. Because you know something? My personality, my spice, and my ability and authenticity sets me way, way above that competition. I'm not focusing on nobody. I'm just focusing on what God calls me to do. And do it to the best of his ability and what he expects of me. I'm not going to keep focus on anybody. The time I keep focusing on other people, I would be billing on what God gives me to work with. You know?
Sure.
I want to remind them that the phone lines are open. 646-915-8166. And give us a call. We love to hear your voices on the airwaves. So give us a call. I'm in conversation with Mrs. Yolanda Webb. She's the CEO, president, and owner of Elan Cosmetics out in Cincinnati, Ohio. For the young girl or young guy who might be listening now or who would listen later on the archive and thinking, oh, I heard Miss Yolanda. I'm thinking of doing something like that. What are some stepping guidelines you would give to the person?
I think the first thing that you should always do is do your homework on the industry. You know, you can't just say, I'm going to open up shop, and, you know, and you've not done any research or any homework on the industry. The other thing that we do, and we do it so often, is we open up a store, we open up a storefront, we don't do the homework to see whether or not there's foot traffic, there's driving traffic around, you know, whether or not where I'm going to put my store, are enough of my customers actually in that area, does my product fit in that area. We don't. When I opened my store, I must have researched the area about for 10 days. I would go out and stand when I first opened my first makeup studio. I'd go out and stand just to stand around to see how much traffic was going, either driving by or how much traffic was walking by. It helps me that there was a bank right next door to my store, you know, so when people came out, they had to walk past my store to get to their cars. They were always looking in my store window. You know, that for me was traffic. That was foot traffic. And then, it was vital that there would be ample parking. Women hate going places where they got to park a mile away and then, you know, got to walk back up to something. So I wanted some place where there was ample traffic. And so we have to, before we say I'm just going to open a store or start a business, do the research on what you need in order to have that done. And you really have to have a business plan. I had a business plan. I went to one of the universities here and worked with their business department, and they helped me to create a business plan. You have to have a business plan because it tells you where you're going year after year after year. You know, our business plan, we were 2 years into it when we got the call from Macy's. We rewrote it to include Macy's in it.
You have to update it. That's
and,
right.
You know,
it has to
so
be a workable business plan because people think that you write it and then it's carving in your skin. You can't get it out. But
no,
it has to be a workable plan.
You have to use it as a
plan.
Tool.
That's right.
It has to be a working tool. And so those are the things that I think that if you're going to start a business, if that's the desire in your heart, that, you know, you understand that. And then know your product or know your service. You know, the thing that we often do is, we see other people, you know, the latest trend of whatever it is, and we want to hop on that bandwagon. You know, I want to sell. Somebody called me the other day saying, girl, I just found this. You know, I'm going to be selling internet phone. I said, what do you know about that?
Please. Everybody said, that don't mean it's for you.
Right. She said, well, you know, they told me I could make so much money off of it.
Right.
And I said, what do you know about that industry, though? Do you know how you can't even talk intelligently on that product? You can't sell that.
That's right.
And she was mad at me. I didn't care if she was mad at me.
But you
know,
tell her the truth.
I didn't want,
but too long people,
I didn't want her to waste her money. She was going to pour her money down the drain. And then 6 months from now, when it wasn't working, when she couldn't generate any income out of it, you know, it would be something that would be packed up back in the box, and she's wasted money. It's like, do your homework on the thing that you think you can do best or better than anybody else.
What
study it.
Makes you unique? All of us was not called to fry chicken. All of us weren't called to make lemon cake, pineapple upside down, red velvet cake. There's some of us that was called to make carrot cake. And we just have to stay there and bake that carrot cake in all size, all shape. So long as it is carrot cake. Because that's what God created you to do.
That's exactly right. That's absolutely right. I would absolutely agree. And tell Cal I am really reading his post. I like that.
I told him you are in the chat room, and I think you multitask better than I do. So
I can read it. And what I wanted to say was he said that we should create a foundation. If you go onto the website that we gave earlier, the EllanCouture.com website, and you click on the Elan Center, you will see that we have a nonprofit set up. It is the Elan Center for Women. So we are not just a makeup company.
We're here to help women of color deal with
a whole host of issues from self-improvement to empowerment, to economic self-sufficiency, to education. And so, you know, God has given me this really, thank you, Cal, he has given me this really large dream. And I can see it, and I know I can see it. And when you asked me, how did I start, I saw it first.
That's right.
One of the things that happened to me is I saw it first. It was the very first thing that happened to me. I saw it. Nobody had to tell me. Nobody had to say,
that's
why
right.
don't you do this? Mm-hmm. You know, nobody had to call me up and say, girl, do I have a deal for you? You ought to be able to sell phone cards. That's mm-hmm. not, none of that.
That's right.
I
wasn't called
to
sell phone cards.
God was calling me to do.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Mm-hmm. And you have to know what race you are called to run. And this
that's
way,
exactly right.
you will not be focusing on running everybody else's
that's
race.
Right. Yeah, that's right.
You know?
But I do appreciate Cal's words of inspiration. Thank you. They touch my heart because I do hope and believe that I am honoring God by continuing on this journey.
Yes.
You know, there's
yes.
not it's not always been easy. There's not always been a support. But I've continued to walk through it, and because
you know they haven't been support. They have not been support where you were looking for. There was always
right.
support.
There was always
in the
place exactly
that
right.
God placed them. Because
mm-hmm.
where we keep looking is not where the support comes from.
That's
but
right.
God, doesn't God good? He has the backup, and we just
mm-hmm.
turn around. We looked around. We didn't see nothing. And 2 seconds, you look around and you say, "Oh my God, I didn't see you. Where were you?" And
that's
why
exactly
we
right.
need to learn. To just concentrate and focus on him. So, Yolanda,
mm-hmm.
when I ask you to explain what vision means for you, from you think back sitting in that high school auditorium when the modeling agency wanted your sister so bad to
mm-hmm.
this day. What? How would you explain vision?
I would say simply that vision is a knowing. It is the knowing that you have always been going in the direction that you are in right now. And so if you think about your life and the path that you're currently on, and if you've got a business that you want, that you're working on, that you want it to be successful, it didn't just come to you now. It came to you long before you were ever here, and God, you know, put that into your heart, and he dropped it into your heart. But your vision allows you the ability to see it. And I always say you work a vision backwards. You keep the end in mind, and you work back from there. If you do that, then you know you have all of the steps in place. So if I am imagining that my corporate headquarters is going to be on Fifth Avenue in New York City, then I need to work the steps backwards that will actually get me there.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't start from where I am. I start with the end in mind and work forward and, you know, work back to the place where I am. So,
yeah,
you know, I see. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
When you focus on God, because God sees the end from the beginning, and when you know that he's in total control, he allows you to embrace that. So you're busy doing the assignment he gives you. And the clarity of knowing that he has a beautiful end for me, and I don't need to focus on the end because right now God is giving me what I need to do. And I am
mm-hmm.
focusing on that because you know the end is out of your control. So you're
absolutely.
Just doing the best you can now. You ask him for clarity when you're getting a little fuzzy. But you
mm-hmm.
know you're
mm-hmm.
not unsure about the end because he created the end before your mother gave birth to you.
That's exactly right. So if you start with the end in mind, if you know what the end looks like already, you know it. That's vision. That's knowing what the end looks like. You know that. And then you just walk backwards. Walk the steps backwards until you
mm-hmm.
get there. That's trusting God.
Mm-hmm. I know
mm-hmm.
you're going backwards, and don't look backwards.
Mm-hmm.
Just keep reversing.
Mm-hmm.
Just reverse.
Exactly
you don't
right.
have to look back, because if you
that's
stumble,
right.
he's going to be right there to catch
mm-hmm.
you. You
mm-hmm.
are not going to fall, because he's not going to allow you to fall.
That's absolutely
because
right.
you are so obedient in carrying out what he calls you to do. You're not sitting home and say, oh, I'm waiting on God. No, you right. you walk out and you say, Daddy, I'm here. I turned mm-hmm. up for duty. And he said, okay, mm-hmm. Daphne, I want you to go 2 miles. And I said, okay, mm-hmm. Daddy. I continue the 2 miles. And I get there, and that I do. By the time I am about 2 steps into the 2 mile run, he's going to again give me the next plan that I need to mm-hmm. take action mm-hmm. on. And the great thing about that is when he instructed me to go the 2 mile run, I didn't ask what was going to happen when I get to the 2 mile run, because it's not my business. My business mm-hmm. is to go to the 2 mile run and trust him to give me the next instruction. But a lot of us standing up asking why. Why should I do that? What's going to happen when I do that? And that's why mm-hmm. we keep holding ourselves back. Listen, I want yes. you all to call that number, man. I want to hear this phone ring. The number is 646-915-8166. Oh, Yolanda, I'm telling you, I don't know how much time you have to stay. Are you present?
I'm gonna have to wrap up my segment with you, unfortunately, at the top of the hour.
Okay, so now we have 9 minutes remaining, and I just want to ask you to talk about the magazine now.
Okay. In December, you know, I had another vision, and it was as a way to showcase women of color, African-American women especially, in all of their beauty, not just in one skin tone, but in all of the skin tones, not just in one size, but in all of the sizes, in very positive attributes, but to also look at it and say, but we're dynamic, like you, dynamic Daphne, and Daphne has not said she will be in our May edition. We're doing a spotlight on her, and there are going to be some other wonderful women. Michelle Obama will be on the cover, and you know we're talking about motherhood, we're talking about beauty, we're talking about fashion. We have a wonderful designer out of New York. If you've heard of any of B. Michael Designs, I mean he's a fantastic designer. He's going to be showcasing some of his Mother's Day pieces for us in our magazine. But we started the magazine in December. It was an outgrowth of my really wanting to get African-American women, black women, to see themselves in a much more positive light. Not that Essence isn't doing a good job. It's just that it's saying that if you're not a certain entertainer or if it's, you know, you're not a certain size, then you don't fit that. And I'm saying, yes, you do. Yeah, and so the magazine is called Elan Couture Magazine. It's the magazine for proud, thoughtful black women. And when we launched, to date, we've had over 150,000 people look at each month. We have an issue comes out each month, so you can go back to the site each month, and you'll see the current edition of the magazine. It's currently free. We don't charge for it. If you do want a hard copy of it, there is a charge for it because it's an online magazine, but we can send you indeed a hard copy, but there is a charge for that. There's a slight charge for that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been a fantastic journey with both the cosmetics line and now with the magazine. We have fashion editors. Our fashion editor has been in the industry for so long. She had been in the fashion industry, has had won a couple of Emmys for wardrobe styling. She did Shawshank Redemption. She did A Rage in Harlem. So she'd been in the industry, the fashion industry, for a long time, and she now is on board with us. We have some dynamic beauty editors that are here. My background, of course, you know, lends itself to being able to help African-American women to stay current, but to also see themselves. And we interview fascinating women like Dynamic Daphne here because
thank you.
We want to tell their stories. We have to tell their stories. We have to tell the world that these wonderful, wonderful women are out here. And that's what the magazine does.
Well, we have 6 minutes remaining, and of course I know that I'll have to bring you back, and I'm just going to tell you I cannot wait to come to Cincinnati to have a total professional makeover. Eyelashes,
okay, that's
eyebrows,
we can do it all. We can do it all. We certainly will do it all.
Every time I go to your website and look on that woman's lashes, I say, man, I want to take them off of her. It's amazing because last night at Church Yolanda, we had a preacher, Dr. Kingsley Fletcher, and he was talking about having fun and moving forward and everything. So, of course, he said, oh, let me talk to the ladies. Oh, ladies, it is okay to take the wig off and the eyelashes. You all not going to lose. You're not going to lose your holiness. And I'm thinking, he didn't have to go there, you know.
But, right.
You know.
Right.
You remember back in the day, Yolanda, when we were told that we can't use makeup, we shouldn't wear pants, we shouldn't do this. All the man-made rules and shouldn'ts that we shouldn't do. But thank God, you know, he allows us to look as glorious and as beautiful as he has created us to be.
That's exactly right.
I want for you to, again, give your contact information. And then after that, please just give us your closing statement.
Okay, sure. You can reach us at Elon, E-L-O-N, customer service. It's all one word, Elon, customer service. At Fuse, F as in Frank, U-S-E, at Fuse.net, N-E-T. That's Elon Customer Service at Fuse.net. You can see our website at http://ElonCouture.com. And certainly we look forward to, you can leave your comments there for us or your feedback. In parting, I just wish everyone the opportunity to go out after your vision. If you have a passion for it, I want to thank Cal. He's been wonderful. Just live your dreams.
That's right.
Okay.
And we can't wait to have Cal on, you know, sharing his story about his products that we are on him to create. Because I tell you something, the world mechanics are waiting on you, Cal. So. Hurry up. So,
wow.
I want to thank you, Yolanda.
Thank you, Daphne.
This has been wonderful.
So, thank you.
Yes. I am excited about the opportunity to be part of the magazine project. I didn't even know that the first lady was going to be on the cover. So, of course, I got to get me a couple of the hard copy, honey.
Hard copy.
I got to get a couple of the hard copy. Hey, Mama ain't doing bad hanging out with the first lady on the cover.
That's exactly right.
You know,
That's exactly right.
It is such a blessing. I want you to know that I'm here for you. Whichever way you see me adding value to your mission and vision, know I'm only
an email away, or
a phone call away. I'm here
to
serve you and to help you, my sister. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
This Friday night to be hanging out with my listeners and myself. I thank the people who are on the telephone and those in the chat room. Thank you so much for spending time with us this evening. And to Ms. Yolanda Webb, we pray for your continuous success and for allowing your light to shine so brightly across the globe. I want to encourage you to keep doing God's work. I know that you are no ordinary person. God created you for a great destiny, and you are following through. I love you, my sister. And we will.
I love you too. Thank you.
I love you. Thank you. God bless you.
All righty. God bless you too, Daphne. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And
bye-bye.
For those of you, if you are just joining me, I just concluded my conversation with Miss Yolanda Webb, and she is the CEO and president of the Elon Cosmetic Company out there in Cincinnati. And Carl and all the others in the chat room, I thank you for joining us this evening. And I am on for another hour. And please know that you can call in and tell me, what does the word vision mean for you? When you hear the word vision, what comes to mind? What does it mean for you? And the number you can call is 646-915-8166. So while I wait for the telephones to ring or for a question to come from the chat room, I want to go ahead and remind you a bit about the Vision Conference. And you can get more details at visionweekendconference.com. And the date for the conference is May the 6th through the 9th at the Heritage Hotel Golf and Spa right here in Connecticut. And the Heritage Hotel is located at 522 Heritage Road in Southbury, Connecticut. It's an amazing place. Go online, look it up. It's one of the exquisite hotels here in Connecticut. And we as entrepreneurs, we have the opportunity of just enjoying that hotel for that weekend. And some of the speakers are Mr. Richie Donald, and Mr. Donald is a global entrepreneur in the printing business, and he has an amazing story. You need to come out so you can understand how he started his business on a coffee table in his basement and what it took for him to build to where he is right now. Now then we have Mr. Jim Nemley, who is out of New York, and he has a business called the Better Business Builders, where he works with entrepreneurs and small business people to help them to secure loans and grants and all of that for their business. Then we have Mrs. Chandel Pitts, and Chandel is a print designer, one of the most professional print designer that you will ever experience. She does a phenomenal job. Then we have Mr. Edward Foxworth III. And Ed is coming out of Detroit, and Ed is a personal discovery expert. And I tell you, this gentleman has an amazing story in teaching us how to leverage who we are in order to live our dreams to the fullest. Then we have Dr. Gerald Higginbotham. And Dr. G, as he's affectionately called, will be explaining to us about building wealth from the bottom up. You know, too often, we look and we are at the bottom and all the wealth is at the top. So he has an organization called Life, and he's going to be teaching us how to build wealth from the bottom up. And as entrepreneurs, we know we are at the bottom, and here we are going, we will be getting some insights on how to build from the bottom up. Now, then we have Miss L. Denise Jackson. And Miss L. Denise Jackson is the founder of the Professional Green Network. And she's out of the D.C. area. And she's going to be teaching us and teaching us how to make greenbacks by going green. So there she is again, L. Denise Jackson. Then we have Miss Priscilla Presley, and Priscilla is a master power expert. She's going to tell you how to understand who you are and use that power to get and capitalize on what you want. Then we have Mrs. Jennifer Sertle, who has joined the team from Rochester, New York, and Mrs. Circle has a company called Agility 3R, and her program is one that each and every entrepreneur needs. It is going to teach us how to use our experiences to catapult our business. Then we have Miss Jan Mollock. Jan is a positive achievement expert, and she's going to speak with us about our attitude as entrepreneurs. What does that mean for us? Then we have the Reverend Dr. Theophilus Mills, and he is from the Restoration Outreach Ministry. And Dr. Mills will be speaking with us about maximizing our maximum ability. Then we have Miss Tilea Stovall out of Chicago. And Tilea will be speaking on relationships and understanding how to utilize relationships in our business. Because I am sure we all hear about network, and we oftentimes do not understand what networking really means. Networking is not about pushing or shoving business cards. Networking is about relationships. How to build them, how to sustain them, how to utilize them. You know, when you meet someone, what's in your mind? Are you thinking about, oh, this person can get me a contract, or this person will be able to get me a couple of corporate clients? Or are you thinking that, oh, here is someone that I can add value to. Here is someone that I can enhance their business by working alongside with them and help them to forge some meaningful relationship. The bottom line is that so long as we concentrate on giving, we will get. So long as we take the focus off of who we are and concentrate on what we can do for someone else, we get nothing that will happen in our lives other than we keep going up. It is Jean Paul writes, the more sand has escaped from the hourglass of our life, the clearer we should see through it. So, as that is so true, you know, ask yourself the question, is my hourglass cloudy, or are there is visibility, I can see through it? You know, I cannot answer that question for you. Only you can answer that question. We all as entrepreneurs need to understand about looking in the mirror and assessing ourselves. It's good to have others assess us. However, we need to focus on assessing ourselves and be honest about what we say, what we see, excuse me. Take time to work. It is the price of success. Take time to think. It's the source of power. Take time to play. It is the secret of perpetual youth. Take time to be friendly. It is the road to happiness. Take time to love and be loved. It is the privilege of the gods. Take time to share. Life is too short to be selfish. Take time to laugh. Laughter is the music of the soul. You know, as entrepreneurs, we keep busy working, 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 working. Yes, we need to work, but instead of working hard, we need to begin to work smart and not forget to take some time for ourselves. And let me tell you, I'm not saying that just to you. I'm saying it for myself as well. If we are looking to be successful, we need to be committed to personal re-energized time. Time when we will invest in who we are and be able to give the best to the people that we serve. I want to remind you, if you're just joining me, I was in conversation with Miss Yolanda Webb for the first hour, and that was a powerful segment if you'd catch it on the archive. But now you can call me at 646-915-8166. And I have a question out there for you in cyberspace. What does vision mean for you? Call me, or if you're in the chat room, just type your answer, and then we will discuss that. True friendship comes when silence between two people is comfortable. How comfortable are you in the stillness of time? You know, oftentimes I conduct retreats and we start with like 20 minutes or half an hour of quiet time. But by the time the weekend is completed, we advance to 2 hours of quiet time. And a lot of people are losing their minds because they are thinking, oh my heavens, I cannot stay for 2 hours without saying something. And, you know, I've had people oftentimes try to distract the person that is really understanding the importance of the quiet time and to utilize that. But I tell you, if you have not done that, I want you to try it and to see how you get out of that a lot of clarity. You know, you complete, you have a clear mind, your vision, your focus is just so clear. So try it a little bit. Of course, you are listening to the Queen of the Empowered Soul. Tonight is a Friday night. And today is the 9th of April, 2009. And I was, the earlier segment, I was in conversation with Miss Yolanda Webb. And now I'm here talking to myself, as usual, having a good old time and waiting on you to call in to discuss with me about what vision is. When you hear the word vision, what kind of a passion it ignites in you. Do more than exist. Live. Do more than touch. Feel. Do more than observe. Do more than look. Observe. Do more than read. Absorb. Do more than hear. Listen. Do more than listen. Understand. Do more than think. Ponder. Do more than talk. Say something. Say something. When you open your mouth, are you just opening your mouth to talk, or are you saying something? You know, it's important because oftentimes we don't take time to really think about what comes out of our mouth when we open it. So think now, do I want to talk or I want to say something? And know that it is all right to keep your mouth closed when you have nothing to say. The smallest good deed is better than the grandest intention. No, you have been intended for the past 12 months to call your friend and to express to them what they mean to you. It was only in your intention. I encourage you right now to pick the telephone up and make that call. Because we know not what tomorrow may bring. Don't put off what you can do today because of tomorrow. Eleanor Roosevelt writes, if you approach each new person in a spirit of adventure, you will find yourself endlessly fascinated by the new channel of which an experience and personality that you encounter. We got to open ourselves and experience the newness that we encounter. Don't be so afraid to embrace something that is new. Don't be so afraid to embrace a new culture, a new language, some new music, some new food. Don't be so afraid, because when we are so afraid, we end up leaving this world without a lot of enjoyment. Enjoyment that would change our lives for the better. So, explore, take chances, and embrace something that is new. People rarely succeed at anything unless they have fun doing it. So I am sure that I am not the only person who has had the conversation with people that say, oh man, they treat me crappy at that job, but girl, the money is good. They pay me good. It comes a time when you need to ask yourself, which is important, your sanity of health, mental health, or the money? You know, I have made it a practice to do the things that I enjoy and love, and not to do them for the money, because you know what? The money will never be enough. The more money we make is the more money we want. So if we focus and bring in light and joy into other people's lives, if we think about empowering them, have them to understand how special they are in God's eyes, then that is going to be more rewarding than the million that you have. You know, I was speaking with a lady today. She works at a financial institution. And she was saying, you know, what sense is it to be so rich, have so much money, when you have no family to share it with? You know, you have no happiness and no joy. So you keep rechanneling the money from one account to another, from one bank or one institution to another, because the money is creating turmoil in you and in your life. And don't misunderstand me. In order for us to do God's work and the ministry and services that He calls us to do, we need money to do that. What I am speaking about is those people who allow the money to control their lives and to know that there's nothing they can do unless they are getting a lot of money to do that. So, you know, be cognizant of the things you do in life. View it, analyze it, assess it. Ask yourself the question, how can I bring value to this situation? You know, I usually attend a lot of networking meetings. And God bless men, but there's a lot of times when there are more men in the room and they have no time to listen to what women are saying or to embrace the input that we bring to the table. Because some of them, God bless them, are from the old school where they feel, oh, men are in total control. And yes, those are people who we love them and pray for them that they will be enlightened. And we just have to work with them. So it came a time when I said to myself, girl, you don't need to be joining one more organization unless you see a way where you can add value at the table. And I have learned to do that gracefully. You know, a lot of people invite me to stuff. A lot of people tried to get me to do network marketing, especially when they read my story and realize I used to be a Mary Kay sales director driving a pink car and all of that. They're thinking quickly, oh, if you did Mary Kay, you can do this. And that's not really true. Because when I did Mary Kay, I needed a car. I found a new way to look beautiful because prior to Mary Kay Cosmetics, I never wore makeup. So Mary Kay enhanced my life. So I had an authentic story to tell other people. I wasn't just talking to them about buying products. I was showing them a picture of what Mary Kay did for me and for my life. So even now, you know, every day I get at least 25 pieces of email asking me to join somebody's network marketing company. And, you know, I have been graciously telling them, it's working for you, but it's not for me. I don't want to be off focus of what God has called me to do. Fear less, hope more. Eat less, chew more. Wine less, breathe more. Talk less, say more. Hate less, love more. And all good things are yours. Remember to always give what it is that we are looking for in return. You know, don't sit around and wait on somebody to fall in love with you. Go out there and love a lot of people. Give the love away. And in giving the love away, it will come back to us. We need to, as entrepreneurs, we need to start loving our customers into our business. You know, we know who we want as customers. So we need to start loving them there. We need to put them on our vision board. And that's one of the things that we'll be doing at the conference. You will leave the Vision Weekend Conference 2010 with a tangible vision board that will help you to stay on track until the next year when you come. We will be matching you up with mentors to help you through. So this is not going to be just another conference where you come and get hyped up and you say rah, rah, rah and leave there. No, you are going to leave with meat over your potatoes. We are not only sending you away with carbohydrates, we're going to give you some protein. Because next year when you come back, we are going to be looking for you to share your stories for other entrepreneurs to encourage them to realize that if you can do it, so can they. We have 37 minutes remaining in this segment, and I'm encouraging you to please call me at 646-915-8166. You are listening to the voice of the queen of the empowered soul, Dynamic Daphne, on a Friday night on the new show. These segments that are leading up to our Vision Weekend Conference 2010, Shape Your Vision for Greater Success, will be on different days at different times with different people. We just want to showcase all our partners, our vendors, our supporters, and as well as our speakers. Finish each day and be done with it. You have done what you could. Some blunders and obscurities, no doubt, crept in. Forget them as soon as you can. Tomorrow is a new day. You shall begin it well and with sincerity. Now, it's one day at a time. So, you know, once you finish here, this is what Ralph Waldo Emerson is telling you. You know, this day is finished. It is finished. You did your best. Enjoy it. And if God bless you to wake up tomorrow morning again, it is going to be a new day, and you wake up and do the best you can for this day. Again, the number to call me is 646-915-8166. If you want to tell me about what vision means to you, and if you're in the chat room, you can go ahead and type it there and I will read it. You know, a lot of times people tell me, oh, I don't like to hear my voice on the radio. Trust me, you got to embrace who you are. If you don't like to hear your voice, then other people won't love to hear it either. So just flaunt it. You got it? Flaunt it. Embrace it. The more you talk is the more you will fall in love with your voice. No one can make you feel inferior without your consent. So, if you're saying you don't like your voice, you're setting up yourself for inferiority. So, embrace who you are. Know that the more you fall in love with you, the more other people will fall in love with you. The way to love anything is to realize it might be lost. Isn't that the truth? How often you hear people say, oh, if I know, I would have done this. I've been wanting to do this. I should have done that. And guess what? It is always too late whenever you hear that statement. So, when you feel like doing something, go out and do it. Please don't wait for another person's approval. Take action. Because you wait for another person's approval, it might be too late. And then you're going to be crying and saying, if you could have, should have. You know? Better keep yourself clean and bright. You are the window through which you must see the world. Now, when you look through your glass pane, is it cloudy? Is there grease on it? Is there dust on it? Is there cloud? Is it misty, foggy? You know, we all need to take time to inspect our glass pane. Because if we are not seeing through that pane clear enough, that means the world is not seen through it either. So we need to take frequent trips to our to the mirror, and we can look at our glass pane and see what is going on there. I want to welcome guest 2514 to the show, and I'm here. I'm encouraging callers to call in and tell me what vision means for them. And if you want to call, you can call and 646-915-8166. Or if you want to write in the chat room, guest 2514, you can please just answer that there and tell me, what does vision mean for you? I had an amazing first segment with Yolanda Webb, who is the president and CEO of Elan Cosmetics out in Cincinnati, Ohio. And I encourage you to please visit the archive, listen to it, mark the show favorite, and leave us a comment there and a remark as to your thoughts on the episode. So again, I'm thankful that you took the time to join me here, and I'm just here talking to you, my listeners out there in cyberspace, and I'm asking you, what does vision mean for you? And you can answer me by calling in 646-915-8166, or if you're in the chat room, you can type it and I will read your reply and we will discuss that. So again, I thank you. Most people are about as happy as they make up their minds to be. And isn't that the truth? A lot of people look around and say, oh, you make me so unhappy. No, no, no. You choose to be unhappy because no one can make you happy or unhappy. The choice is yours. You make the decision. Most smiles are started by another smile. So every day when you walk out the door, make a pledge to yourself. I will smile with the first 10 people I see today. And trust me, I'm going to share a little story. I lived in New York prior to moving to Connecticut in the early 90s. And in New York, I would speak to everybody because there are a lot of West Indians in New York and people are accustomed to be speaking to each other. So when I came to Danbury, Connecticut, everyone I see, I would say good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good afternoon. And they just look at me as if I had 1,000 heads. And then one lady was polite enough. One day she said to me, honey, you new here? And I said, yes, ma'am, how did you know? She said, oh, because we who live here for a long time, no, we not saying any hello. So when you said hello to me, I know you were new to town. And, you know, people know their environment that they live in. But guess what? That did not stop me. I still kept on saying hello to people. And then now what happened? People began saying hello to me even before I would open my mouth. So you don't have to wait on somebody to give you a smile or give you love or say hello to you. You need to just go ahead and do it. And so what if nobody answers you or if nobody smiles back at you? That's all right. You smile, you go on your way, you smile with the next person. You go into the office, especially if you know you have some grouches in the next cubicle next to you. They're real toxic people. You go in happy every day. And then before long, they too will begin to look in the mirror and wonder, you know, I wonder what happened to me. Why am I always like a sourpuss? You know? So don't wait on people to give you what you want. You create the joy and happiness that you want. After the verb to love, to help, is the most beautiful verb in the world. And isn't that the truth? The world that you and I want to live in, we need to spend some time to creating that world. Patience is better, but its fruit is. Patience is bitter, but its fruit is sweet. You know, oftentimes you hear people are praying, so Lord, give me tolerance and give me patience. And then when they get tested, in order to exercise their patience or tolerance muscles, they get bent out of shape. So be careful what you pray for, because when you pray for the things, you are going to get tested so as to develop those muscles. It's like us as my builders. They will tell you that in order to get those nice, cute muscles they have, they had to exercise. So don't be sitting around thinking, oh, I want to be the most patient or tolerant person in the world. Yet when you get tested, you get bent out of shape. All right? So be careful. Remember they say, be careful what you ask for, because you will certainly get it. So as entrepreneurs, I keep reminding you that we possess the ability to create the most prosperous and successful business endeavor that we deserve. However, before we can have that manifested, we have to begin to see it. Even when there is nothing there, we have to see it. We have to believe it. We have to smell it. We have to taste it. You all heard Yolanda earlier on when she was on. You know, she spoke about seeing the end of her business before it even got to where it was. She reversed, she operated in the reverse of seeing her corporate head office in the area where she wanted it, and it manifested itself. So, know what you want, keep focus on it, trust God enough that He will guide you when you are in reverse, and when He gives you instruction to go forward, stop questioning Him because you are looking for logic. Because trust me, logic don't work in God's plan. All the stuff that you cannot figure logically, that's when God is going to show up and show off in the most powerful way. So stop looking for logic. Even those engineers who decide that they are going into business, and Lord knows I love engineers, but Lord, please, are they anal? And even you guys as engineers need to know to begin to trust God. And don't always look for the logical part of His plan. Well-timed silence hath more eloquence than speech. That's a powerful one. I have to read that one again. Well-timed silence hath more eloquence than speech. That is powerful in itself. I know I have done several quotes tonight that spoke about us, you know, instead of talking, try to say something and all of that. And as entrepreneurs, we are guilty of that. We are guilty, guilty, guilty. Not that I'm here to send you on a guilt trip, but do you know any person who has a business and oftentimes they approach someone about doing business with them, and even before the person agreed to do business, they already talked to give them a discount. I have a caller. Caller, good evening. You're now, your first three digits are 330, and you're calling in. Would you state your name and where you're calling from, please?
Good evening, Daphne. This is Dolores Presley.
Hello, Mrs. Dolores. How are you?
I am wonderful and blessed. How are you?
Girl, I'm here talking to myself and having me a good old time.
Earlier you are such a great radio host, so I must say that.
Thank you so much.
Radio guest.
Thank you. Earlier on, I had Yolanda Webb. You met her one night on Skype. Remember that night when I think the Holy Spirit dialed her because I sure didn't. And you and Talia spent a little time with her.
Yes.
Well, I had her on because she has an amazing story around vision. So I had her on earlier on in the first hour. I had her on talking about vision and how her cosmetic company grew to where it was and the journey that she traveled. Because, Dolores, I know you, just like myself, has encountered a lot of people who are giving up too early because they are looking for immediate microwave result. Because a lot of people tell them about the beginning and bam, 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 they're telling them about the end. And they don't understand the in-between where we encounter all the struggles and we had to get up and brush ourselves off. So she, when you get time, I would love for you to listen to the segment there because the sister shared her story well.
Yes, I definitely want to. And she's in Ohio, and I'm in Ohio.
I don't know how far. She's in Cincinnati. How far is that from you?
It's about 3 hours. But that's not that far. So.
Oh, that's not that far because already I told her, I said, girl, I need to come down there to get me a full-fledged makeover with eyebrows and eyelashes and everything.
Everything, huh?
Everything. There's a,
okay.
When you go to her website, there's a woman in some lashes. Dolores, do I want to take those lashes off that model?
and wear them yourself, huh?
Oh, I want to take them lashes off and wearing them. I will be batting my eyes. Anyhow, well, to what do we owe the honor?
Oh, the honor. I just wanted to join you, and I'm so excited about the Vision Weekend that's coming up in May, and just very excited about that. So I said, let me tune in.
Good.
Sorry, I'm a little late, but I'm tuning in.
All right. We have 20 minutes, so we can rock and roll for the 20 minutes, you know. Mm-hmm. I can rock and roll for 3 hours by myself, but I'm so happy when I get somebody to talk to you. You know what my father told me, Delores, some years ago? He said, I cannot be talking about his wife and I. He says, the two of you lay down and you're all talking, you fall asleep and your mouth is still moving. And you wake up and you're all talking as if you didn't fall asleep. You know, he just being mean. But anyhow, so Delores, what does vision mean for you?
Vision, Daphne, really means to me seeing the gifts that God has given you and using your personal power to realize the vision. And that's what I want to talk about when I'm at your conference and talk about how we have the personal power, and we all know that our power comes from God. Mm-hmm. But many times I may not use God's name, but we do have the power. We were born successful. That's one of my subsidiaries of my company, Born Successful, because I believe that every person was born successful. And people will say, well, no, I'm not rich, I'm not that. I'm like, did you make it through the birthing channel? Did you make it? You're alive. So that's some success right there. So we have
to define rich.
People just get overshadowed with money.
Confuse money with wealth and with riches and with success. They really cannot define, because everything they do is connected to money. And people need to understand about separating those things.
Right, absolutely. We prosper. We all want to be prosperous. But mm-hmm. so many people think prosperous is only, when you prosper, is only money, but it's in mm-hmm. your health and so many other ways. So mm-hmm. I believe that we're all given a vision, and mm-hmm. that we all have this vision. We all have gifts, mm-hmm. and we need to use those gifts to realize that vision. And we can just start by sitting down, and I teach people a lot about goals, but I say you start speaking your goals, mm-hmm. then you write your goals down. Not only do you write them down, but you date them, so you'll have mm-hmm. responsibility. You take little chunks. You don't have to do everything at once. And you should work every single day on your vision, every single
day
on your goal. Even if it's only 5 minutes or whatever time you have, mm-hmm. apply it to your goal, your vision every day. And before you know it, you will have realized your vision.
That's right. You know, I was listening to Yolanda's story, and there was a big old broad smile on my face because it reminded me of you. She was sitting in a high school auditorium back in the day. Because we're talking about in the 70s, right? Mm-hmm. And there was a modeling agency there to select models, young models. And she was sitting in the front row with her sister. And she told her sister, "Ooh, I want to do this. I want to do this." And she's sitting there with all the zeal and excitement that's in her, Delores. And guess what? The person that was selecting came to her sister. And said, "Oh, we would really like to have you. We would love to select you." And she's telling them, "No, I want no part of this." And Yolanda's there shaking her hand, waving her hand to the lady. I said, what about me? I'm interested." And she said, "Daphne, they just move on past me and choose another girl."
Wow.
But you know what? It didn't stop her.
Good for her.
And she can live now to tell her story.
Wow.
You know?
That's great. That's great. Well, you know, and I don't know if your listeners know how I wanted to be a model, and everyone mm-hmm. said I was too
Why don't you tell them a little bit about that?
Yeah, but I really wanted to be a model 25 years ago, maybe even longer than that, and everyone said it's not going to happen. Dolores, there's no way. They don't have plus-size models. One guy looked me in the face and said, "Woman, you're fat. Did you know that?" But Daphne, when you really want something, and I had saw this in my life, I saw the vision that I would be modeling, regardless of what people say and regardless of the naysayers and regardless of the toxic people, you have to just look beyond those people. And if you have a bad situation or you're in a bad circumstance, again, look beyond that, because I had to look beyond these people, because if I hadn't, I never would have had a successful model agency.
Mm-mm.
And I ended up entering a competition that had only regular size models, young models. I was already married. I was an adult. I had to train in class. Even the lady, when I went to the model agency, said, "Dolores, I'll take your money, but you will never be a success."
My and, God.
And isn't that something, how people can
My God.
Dream robber or dream snatcher?
Ooh.
But I just did not
help.
And I said, just teach me. Teach me.
Do your job. I'm paying you to do.
That's right. And she did. And I entered that competition that she had, was the only plus-size person in the competition, and won. But
and eat your words, woman. Eat your words and drink some lemonade after that. That's what
right.
I'm talking about.
That's right. That's right. And your confidence. See, I had to reach really far down into my confidence. Mm-hmm. I had to speak to myself before. I mean, literally, I said to myself, "Dolores, you can do this. You can
right.
do this.
Right.
You own the power. Right. You can do it." And I did it. And the rest is history. My models ended up working for Glamour magazine, and all this out of Canton, Ohio. Glamour, Essence, Marie Claire. I mean, it just goes on and on. We work for Saks Fifth Avenue, Nordstrom's. It just goes on and on. But had I listened to those naysayers, had I and asked me, was it easy? Absolutely not. It was not easy at all. But I had that dream. It was my vision.
That's right. And look, as you look back over these 25-plus years, if we would do a survey now about all the plus-size models there are now, whose passion got ignited after they read Dolores Presley's story? Because there were a lot of people sitting down in their couches thinking, "Oh, the world says I'm fat, I can't be a model, but here's a woman that is telling me different. Here's a woman that created an agency that is showcasing me."
Yeah,
you know?
I had to do it. I had to do it, and so I guess you can say I'm sort of a pioneer now.
Oh, exactly.
But I did that. I ended up producing a beauty pageant for plus-size women for 17 years. And it was even more than about beauty. It was just about loving yourself.
Exactly. Embracing who you are.
Right. Embracing who you are, Daphne. That is so true.
You know, Yolanda and I, we were talking in the beginning, and she was in Japan working with her husband and modeling. And when she went in for them to do her makeover, the makeup artist asked her if she had her own makeup, because they didn't have anything for brown-skinned women.
Wow.
And that's how she started mixing her own cosmetics and creating her company. And I said, "Yolanda, you know, I just pray the world would be like you. Instead of going around demonstrating and blaming the government, when we see something that needs fixing, why don't we take the responsibility to fix it?"
Yes.
So now she's not. She could have been writing millions of letters to editor and talking about how there is no makeup of black women. But what she said tonight there are over, I think, 25 or maybe plus different shades of black people. So
wow.
she did not just say, "Let me make the one for my skin tone." She said, "There are other black sisters out there. Let me find out their skin tone so I can allow them to be beautiful too." And if all of us would look on that, the Lord said, "You know, this is about me. Because it's connected to my purpose and calling. Let me fix it."
Yeah.
We would not be in a world of turmoil.
Preach, Daphne. Preach, girl. That is so true.
It is true. Because,
yeah.
Dolores, we as entrepreneurs, the world is depending on us to turn it around. We have the skill. We have the know-how. We have the savvy. We just need to pool our resources together, build, hire some people while they work for us, teach them how to become entrepreneur. We spin them off. They get some more entrepreneurs, build them, spin them off, and before you know that, we are going to have a world that is not experiencing any hurt, because we all are taking responsibility for who we are and the role we play, because we all use this universe here. It's loaned to us, and we have responsibility here. God is not charging us any rent to be here on the universe. The least we can do, we owe it to him to build it.
Yes, yes. So build that vision.
That's
realize
right.
that vision.
That's right. That's right.
And I have so many countless stories of how I had a vision of being on the Oprah show. Once
mm-hmm.
again, naysayers, no way you're going to make this happen, Dolores.
My God.
Live in Canton, Ohio. How are you going to get on the Oprah show? Do you know how hard it is to get?
Not far.
All of those things.
My
but
God.
Again, I
Where are they now? Where are they now?
Oh, but that, I could see that vision so clearly. And I really encourage everyone to get out to this vision conference, because I'm going to teach you how to really to have a vision. I mean, you can have a vision and see it. And I don't want to share it. I almost shared it on the show right now, but I don't want to do that.
Oh,
much.
No. That's why
but,
I had cut in, because I could feel you going there. And I said, oh, she's going to be giving away her
presence. No.
And the people not going to come in. Oh, I felt it, girl. I cut in.
We're on the same wavelength then. I was about to, but I'm like, no,
but
come to the conference so I can
right.
really.
Why do you think they should really come to the conference, though?
That is one reason, to really know how to realize your vision, because just seeing your vision is one thing, but knowing how to bring it into fruition is another thing. And I believe at this conference you will learn how to bring that vision to life, to make it really, really happen. You have some incredible speakers, Daphne. You're putting this together, and so obviously what you do is just phenomenal, and how you help one another, and how you share, and you're giving, and you give so much value. So I know you selected speakers that are going to give value to that. Another reason is just networking, being with other people and networking and seeing what they do. That is so important, engaging with people. Social networks and all that is wonderful, but it does not take the place of being in person, talking eye to eye, looking at people, touching them. There's a big difference. So this conference is going to give you the opportunity to do this. So I couldn't miss it. Matter of fact, Daphne, that conference is around the time, and I was trying to squeeze it in with something else, but I thought, no, I have to be at the Vision Weekend conference. So
well, thank you. And I got to tell the people who are listening, you all need to come there, because you are listening to a powerful sister who only roll with heavy hitters, because she's on another platform with Joan London, right?
I am, yes. That will be April 22nd.
That's right. So, hey,
California.
If Joan wants to share the platform with her, you all need to be at the conference to get a photo with her, so you all can put it up on your all Facebook.
Right,
to
of course.
That you all need. I tell you, Dolores, you just mentioned about meeting and talking with people. It was 2 weeks ago. I was at the Winners Summit, and I didn't even know about this woman. There is a sister I met, Catherine Freeland. The sister built her company and sold it for $3.5 million.
All right.
And good I was there talking to her, laughing. And now she's somebody I can call on the phone and talk to. If I didn't go to that conference, even if I had gone into the store and buy her book, it wouldn't mean as much to me. Now, when I read the book, I look and say, oh, my God, if Catherine can do it, so can I.
Right.
So entrepreneurs, we need to understand the importance of investing in our. I gave one of the postcards to I'm hiring a new landscaper. And when I gave it to him, and I'm trying to explain to him why he's there, he said, you don't have to tell me. I need to be there. If nothing else, I need to be meeting people. He said, man, I'm in business so long and I don't meet nobody.
It's so
and
important.
And that is so true. Relationships is so important, because just my hiring him, Dolores, is because he worked for three more people that I know.
Right.
So when I called him, I wanted him to know why I was calling him, not because I took him out of the Yellow Pages, but because three more people told me about him and the quality of the work that he does. And this is why we as entrepreneurs need to understand importance of investing in ourselves. We added one new speaker who you didn't know about because we haven't spoken in quite a few weeks. And she is the founder of the Professional Green Network. And this sister is a powerhouse when it is concerned around operating green businesses and what it takes to utilize the grants that are now there to build your business. And she has agreed to be one of our speakers, and she came on board. And I know a lot of the people who are thinking of starting a business, now is the time to be there to talk with bankers and talk with L. Denise Jackson, find out, oh my God, there's some grant money, this is how I can do it, and build my business so you don't have to be tearing your hair out.
Absolutely.
If the feds have money to give us, why should we be running and shying away from it?
That's so true. That's so true. And that's great about the green. I have a coaching client that does green. So see how that can work when I get there, connect with her, tell her about my clients that I coach, and they probably can get together. I mean, it's so important that we get and be engaged with people right in front of one another.
That's right. It is so important because relationship, until we decide to build relationship and to nurture them, we should rethink about being in business. Because business cannot be a selfish thing. If you're only in business thinking about yourself, I think you need to just lock the door. Don't open for business because you're holding yourself back. Until you decide that I want to embrace and share with others, you are not going to be growing. Well, we have 4 minutes remaining. I'm going to give you two to make a closing statement, and then we'll have two to do our business. Again, I just want to remind people to visit the website, visionweekendconference.com, and the early bird was extended through the 13th of April. So go there and just take advantage of that and share it with other people, because as you heard Dolores mention, some of the reasons why you need to be there. Go ahead, Miss Dolores.
Well, I just want that if anyone is sort of vacillating and not sure about going to the conference, I just want to push you and shove you onto this part that will get you at the conference. I cannot tell people how many times and how many connections I have made by being at a conference. I met Jack Canfield at a conference. I met Les Brown at a conference, and I am really friends with them. I can call Jack Canfield, who is the co-author of Chicken Soup for the Soul. Mm-hmm. Had I not been at that conference, I don't think I would have a cell phone number. I don't think I'd have a relationship with him. Mm-hmm. I don't think that would happen.
That's
so
right.
If you are vacillating, I want you to just think about all of the connections that I have made and being at networking and being at conferences. So I'll see you there.
All right. Well, thank you for calling in. That was a real, real pleasant surprise. And I just wish you continued success. We'll knock them dead at that event that you are going. And I look forward to sharing the stage with you in May.
Thank you.
All right. Well, that was a pleasant surprise, listeners. I was joined by one of my colleagues for the Vision Conference 2010. I did not know she was going to call in. So here I was talking to myself and she calling. And isn't that a wonderful thing when you have supporting family who turn up when you expect them not? So I pray that you got enough of the show tonight. Join us again on Wednesday. And we are having frequent segments now leading up to the Vision Weekend Conference 2010. We will be featuring our faculty members, our sponsors, and any other person or people out in the community who has amazing stories around Vision. We will be bringing them for you. Have a magnificent weekend and join me again on Wednesday. Remember that you have a great destiny. Stay on your lane, run your race, and don't let anybody tell you otherwise. Love you and have a destiny-filled weekend.
What's the plan that you have for me? The place you've called me to be. Some people call it destiny. Will you let me know? What's the plight that you've called me to? The thing I'm set aside to do. I trust you, Lord, to see me through. Will you let me look in your heart? Purpose tonight.